It's time to come together at Abby's Pizza for a legendary hour with your caveman football team. We're eating legendary pizza and talking all things caveman football. Presented by the Insurance Lounge, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. Stop by for your free quote. Insurance Lounge. Insurance simplified.
Welcome to the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us for the Insurance Lounge Caveman Corner, brought to you by Abby's Pizza. And listen, if you're looking for good pizza tonight, and we got a treat for you. Now, get that 16-inch triple topper. Now, if you like meat, it's got the classic pepperoni, premium Canadian bacon, and ground beef all spread it throughout. It's a good one, and it's $26.99 right now. Come down to Abby's Pizza and get it. Abby's.com, as you can order it online, either to be delivered or picked up, or you can give them a call right here at Abby's Pizza on Beacon Drive. In the meantime, though, we've got to talk about some football here. Head coach Matt Kennedy with us. And Coach, wow. How many record-setting performances are we going to see this year? Let's see. Powers, Trailer, and the opposing quarterback set a statewide record in that football game. Boy, talk about offense and your offensive explosion. 63 points on the board. Did you foresee? I knew you were expecting a high-scoring game. Did you expect that level?
I would say that was it. I will say, if you like offense, that was the game to check out. That was a shootout. I mean, there was almost 100 points at halftime of that game. I'm not going to pretend that I predicted in the 60s. I knew they had a couple of dynamic kids and a real good quarterback, and we had just come off of a game in which we'd kind of found our offensive rhythm. So the expectation was there's probably going to be some points scored, but no, there's no way of foreseeing that level of points.
All right, let's talk about that offensive rhythm. Let's talk about Trayton Powers first. Another record. He beat his record from the previous week, almost 400 yards on the ground. What's happening with him? Can we sustain that?
Well, you know, I mean, you take it one week at a time, and when you stack two games like that back-to-back, I mean, it's unprecedented. Obviously, you're setting the school record, and then you're following it up with an additional record, and he had a kick return for another 85.
Oh, golly, yeah.
And that was really the first game where we gave him the ball a lot, they didn't have an answer to it.
Right.
We found a soft spot, and we just kept attacking it, and he had a great night.
All right. I don't have my numbers here in front of me. How many carries did he have? Do you know right
off
the top of
your head? He had 31.
31 carries, almost 400 yards. That's incredible. Of course, on the other end, he did have a little help, a little passing combination there between Rosetta and a young kid named Trailer, who also set a record, didn't he?
Yeah. Again, we as coaches were talking, and it's not – I mean, I don't know how often it's ever happened that a kid breaks a school record for rushing and receiving in the same game, let alone the game's same season. I mean, typically you just have a style of offense that lends itself to one thing or the other. But, yeah, James, once again, they didn't really have an answer for him, and we didn't really call a ton of different plays. We just kind of kept going back to the well, and he kept making plays.
Well, if it's working, you keep doing it until they take it away. Isn't that the philosophy?
Exactly.
So how did we come out after all of that? I know everybody was a little tired, but talk about physicality right now. How healthy are we?
For week five of a football season, we're in pretty good shape. I mean, we banged up a little bit, but we've managed to avoid anything serious at this point. And the kids are, like I said, tired, but they know that everybody in this state that's playing high school football is tired right now. And so who handles tired better is what we've kind of talked about, but we're in pretty good shape.
I'm going to say handle tired better. I sort of remember that age. It was a long time ago, but boy, you know, a couple of days of that, next Friday night, I'm ready to go again. Is that the way with your troops here? I know they're in good condition.
Yeah. You don't have a choice. I mean, you play every Friday, whether you're ready or not, and so it's a matter of getting your body ready over the weekend, and we give the kids a workout that they should do at home on Saturday or Sunday. We encourage them to hydrate, and a lot of them, I think, are taking that piece of recovery pretty seriously. They've watched the world of professional sports become so scientific in the way people take care of their bodies. We've got kids taking ice baths multiple times a week and going hot, cold, and doing what they can to take care of their bodies, knowing that that's an important part of finishing the season strong.
So that brings me to another topic here, and we'll get on with the rest of the football game. But tell me about the facilities that you have here at Grants Pass High. It's pretty good, isn't it, for a high school level?
Yeah, we do. We've got great facilities. We've got a great athletic trainer. Katie Cole does a real good job of and she's an athletic trainer. Her goal is to get kids out there playing, and yet at the same time recognizing that some kids need a little extra treatment, and is always available to make that happen. She'll come in for our morning practices and our afternoon practices and help make sure these kids are as ready as they can be.
Now, great weight room, from what I understand. Whirlpool baths, ice baths available. So anything I'm missing here that we need to know about? And are your facilities equal to or better than most, or is there anything you're lacking?
No, I would say, I mean, you're always looking at ways you can kind of improve. And as you travel around, you see some, that'd be really nice to have. That'd be really great to have. But at the same time, we have just about everything we could ask for. And when we need it, we have the ability to reach out. And so, when you look at just the overall, locker room, field facilities, it's a pretty special place to play football.
Oh, I don't, there's no question about that right now. All right. 63-point performance. Coach, how many did you give up?
Less than that. That's what matters.
That's what matters. Because their quarterback set a statewide record for passing in one game. Just incredible. How did they go about that? It looked like, they were going empty backfield almost all night long. So, basically, they had you outnumbered in the secondary, didn't they?
They did, and they didn't necessarily surprise us with what they ran. There's motions going across the field left and right, a lot of getting the ball out quick with screens. They've got a really effective scheme and then they found a rhythm, and they found things that worked. And, it's hard to say we played great defense when we gave up 55, because clearly there were some things we can improve on. But our goals were to make them run long drives and not give up big plays, and to their credit, they did that. There were very few plays that went for huge chunks of yards on their side. They ran 97 plays in a football game, and that quarterback had a heck of a night. He's a pretty good football player.
No, no kidding, and he's a junior, so you'll see him again. One that surprised me that I didn't have on my scouting sheet was number 10, Mason, and he was a real factor.
Yeah, I think he tied the state record for 19 catches in
really?
The game. Yeah, and yeah, they had a couple of kids that they kept finding different ways to get the ball to, and had us spinning. That kid was big and physical. He wasn't just a
He wasn't just a fleet back. No, yeah. he could play on the line if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay. In the second half, I'm assuming to slow that down, you went from a four-man front to a three-man front. Was that the idea behind that?
It was, yeah. I mean, all night our goal was they didn't show much desire to run the football all season long. So let's go out and put an extra guy in the secondary.
Here we go. Just arriving at our table here is, and let's see. Classic pepperoni, Canadian bacon, ground beef pizza just served right up here. Oh, golly, looky there. And they brought us some ranch to go along with it. Folks, if you're hungry, this is $26.99 right now, and it'll feed a bunch of people. There's no question about that. Join us at the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza. So you gave an opportunity to run the football, and they said, no thanks, we're doing all right.
Yeah. Yep. And then again, that was by design, kind of the way we encountered it. And they as I'm repeating myself, but they found a rhythm. They found something that worked. And making a change like that is always a gamble, because with it comes different angles. And I think it's probably fair to say that gamble didn't necessarily pay off. But as I've said in other weeks, whether we're winning 21-18 or 63-55, at the end of the day, we're taking a win. And that was the goal.
One more point than the other person.
Yeah. And we had talked, and I think I had said it last week, that going on the road was something that GP football hadn't been super successful at in a while. And so to travel up, it was their homecoming game. They're playing well. They got a crowd base behind them. And I'm really proud of the boys for making the plays that needed to be made and coming out on top in the end.
You said you pretty much kept within a game plan and didn't really have to delve into your playbook very much. But obviously, the league knows that we have some explosive young players here in terms of skilled players. Anybody match up with you?
Can anybody? Is that what you're asking? Well, I mean, we obviously we went up against a Willamette in week two, and yeah, there are teams. Our kids are
still
confident.
Scored on them though. Still,
we did. Still scored. And our kids are confident and they believe in themselves. But we're also there's a humility to recognize that we're going to face tougher challenges as the season goes forward, and we got to continue to get better because what we were able to do is something we should be proud of. And it's I mean you're setting school records that doesn't happen unless you've been putting in the work. But the kids, I think what I've really appreciated about them is there's still an awareness that we got a ways to go. We're not where we want to get.
All right, had an old friend stop by the table here just before we went on the air saying, how about some more trick plays, Coach? Want to name names?
Oh, that was old Jack Musser. Yeah, for years he'd always give me, hey, Coach, what's the trick play tonight? And so far we haven't needed a trick play. So.
All right, well, there was an onside kick a little early that seemed to catch people off guard. And I'm sure you've practiced those. In the meantime, tell me about defense.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was kind of back to the drawing board this week, and we're kind of looking ahead to South Medford, but I don't think you could draw up a more contrasting style of football than almost we're going to go from.
Almost the opposite, isn't it?
Yeah. They'll throw the ball five times a game, or less if they can, and instead of going no huddle and lightning tempo, we were expecting them to huddle up and wait until that ref puts his hand up and counts 3 seconds and snap the ball. And they've been doing that for a handful of years. And so for us defensively, we didn't have really much time to worry about last week because it's like, all right, we're moving on to a totally different opponent and one that we need to approach very differently. So defensively, we've had a real good week of practice.
Right. Let's talk about South Medford just a little bit here. Just by comparing, we'll give people some ideas of really what you're talking about in terms of numbers. You have scored the same number of points as Willamette has. Did you realize that?
I did not.
You've scored 171 points, and so have they on the season. However, you've given up 110 more points than they have.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you're still averaging 42 points a game going into the South Medford game. They're averaging just giving up 26. So we've got offense against defense. Is that a fair assessment of what you're looking at?
Yeah, and we've talked about that this week. This is a different defense than we played these last couple of weeks. This is a disciplined, physical opponent that prides themselves on keeping people out of the end zone. So,
all right. Let's see. Lefebvre. He's the running back.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And played against us a little bit last year. A physical running back. I mean, that just kind of sums up that they're a physical football team. They've got good size. Looking at this year's roster, they have a ton of seniors playing. I think there's 9 starting on defense.
They are senior laden, no
8
question.
8 on offense. That tailback is he earns his tough yards. He runs hard.
And they've got a plethora. I think they've got about 4 backs who have several carries besides Lefebvre, including the quarterback, McKenna Brown, I want to say. And he could throw the ball, but isn't called on to do it. He'll run more than he'll throw, won't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing we kind of expect and suspect is that they're going to use him a little bit more in the run game than they have. They've obviously shown a willingness to use him, but we prepped this week as, hey, this is just at like the tailback. There are 2 threats in the backfield, and we need to be aware of both of them.
All right. So those are the 2 that you're going to focus on. All right. Can you get into the backfield and disrupt anything?
Well,
is that the plan?
When we say get into the backfield, it's more like we've done that wall in the line of scrimmage and being a downhill football team that's making plays at the line of scrimmage. They run a lot of counters, so the risk of trying to get too far in the backfield is you end up getting washed out and they end up hitting a crease. And so we've talked a lot about playing at the line of scrimmage, not in the backfield, but also not 3 yards deep. We got to meet them at the line of scrimmage and with a low pad level.
All right, talk to me about the line of scrimmage. What are you facing on that line?
Big, right? It's up front, they look a lot very similar to North Medford from week one. Big, pretty technically sound. They have 3 linemen going both ways, like we do. And so, as I've said every week, and as I think our kids really believe, conditioning is going to, we think, swing in our favor. If we're in a close game late, we've got more in the tank.
And you've seen that every game this year, haven't you?
Yeah. Okay. And I think it showed up that our opponents have worn down whatever successes they've had in the fourth quarter. We've been the ones that have handled that fatigue better.
All right. Their line of scrimmage, you say you're facing bigger, technically sound, perhaps not as well conditioned. How about athleticism?
You know, our front four defensively and our front five offensively have really outperformed all season long. You know, they're the group that was coming in without a ton of experience, with a lot of youth, undersized in just about every game. But that group of boys, they play hard, and they're physical and they're scrappy, and I like our matchup. Right, despite the size disadvantage, this group is going to play pretty hard tomorrow night.
All right. I'm not asking for a shutout, but can you contain that North Medford running game enough to outscore them with your offense?
Well, we'll find out. You ask that every week, yeah. And what do I say? We're going to find out tomorrow night.
Okay. How are you going to do it? There's one for you. Share a secret with me.
On the defensive side, it's going to come down to pad level. And the height at which we tackle, we've talked about it all week. We got to tackle low, and we got to fire off the line of scrimmage low. And that's going to be the key to the game defensively, is what kind of pad level are we playing with.
All right. With their defense coming at you, are we going to see any trick plays?
Well, you know, there might be some wrinkles here and there. And obviously, as you prepare for opponents each week, you look and you try and find a weakness, or you're trying to find an area that they might be vulnerable to. And so we've added a few things this week. They're coming off a bye, so we've got to expect even more variation out of them, as they've had 2 weeks to, one, get healthy, and then, two,
to
add some
study
stuff.
You.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you're going up against a fellow by the name of Singler.
Yep. But we also know that we are who we are, and we're not going to stray away from our game plan. We're going to run our stuff, and we're going to dare them to and challenge them to stop it.
As a first-year head coach, and you're going up suddenly against the dean of coaches here in Southern Oregon, is that an extra challenge for you?
It's a fun challenge, yeah. I mean, Bill Singler.
Obviously, you know Mr. Singler.
He's been coaching football since, I don't know, maybe since I was born, but certainly since I was playing in high school. And has done a lot of great things with that program over the years. And so yeah, there's a level of respect, obviously, when you're going up against a guy that's coached for that long.
All right, with their running game against your offensive game, are we going to see you throwing the ball more, or is it going to be about even?
Well, the goal is to be balanced every week, right? And the opponent's goal is to make you one-dimensional. And so, again, as we say every week, I'm interested to see who and what they choose to focus on, right? We've shown multiple 100-yard receivers. We've shown, obviously, a dynamic running game. And defensively, you can only play with 11. And so we'll see come tomorrow night exactly what their game plan is to try, and what are they trying to take away, and what are they trying to force us into?
That was my next question. Who are they going to try to take away, your running game with Powers or either one of your top receivers in Hill and Traylor?
Yeah, and I guess I mean I don't have an answer to. We have answers to each of those, or at least we'd like to think we do. We've got a plan as far as where we can go, depending on what look we see. But they ran a 3-4 against South Salem. They've ran a 4-4-2 against Willamette. They've been in man press. They've been in two high safeties. They've shown different looks and have the ability to come out as a base in any number of those against us tomorrow night.
How's their secondary matchup with you?
Their secondary has a lot of confidence, and we've talked about that. They lined up against Willamette in man press all night long and really had some success at it. And we've talked to our receiver group that they're going to challenge you at the line of scrimmage, and we need to be able to handle that pressure and that physicality at the snap of the ball.
At the snap of the ball, is there any one thing you can do to give create a little surprise? Is it getting off the ball quicker? Is it just a little bit different alignment? You got anything up your sleeve, Coach?
We've got a few wrinkles again that we haven't shown a whole lot of that will hopefully give us advantages at the point of attack.
Okay. I know Mr. Singler many times will be up in the press box as opposed to being down on the field just to get a view. How do you feel about that? Is that something you'd ever consider?
I've been in the box. I've coached. This is, I mean, believe it or not, this is my 23rd year coaching high school football, and I've been in the box for one game.
I called you a first year head coach, but
yeah,
you're certainly not a rookie.
Yeah, and I've been in the box for one game, and I didn't enjoy it. And so, but at the same time, each coach has their own kind of preference as far as some people like to have a desk they can write on. Some people like to be removed. I've tried it, but I just feel like for me, being down on the field with the players and being able to kind of rally them if we're getting down and encourage them if we're doing whatever is something I don't want to give up.
Yeah, that gives you a real feel for the game and exactly where your team is, both physically and mentally.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want to go back to the South Salem game. Just one more thing that popped into my head that I've been curious about. In the closing moments of the game, you had the ball inside the 5-yard line. You had the game won, but I don't think anybody would have thought less of you had you taken that football into the end zone, and you chose to take the knee. What went into that decision?
We have talked a lot as a staff and with the players that we want to win the right way. We want to win with class. There was a part of me that's like, 70 would sure look nice. But to me, that's kind of disrespecting the game. We've won it. The clock is going to run down. What are we gaining by doing it? We're going to take a knee. And to me, that's the right call in a situation like that.
How'd your players take that?
I think they took it well. I mean, again, I'm sure there's a piece of them no different that wants to see that ball bunch in the end zone. But they were the ones who actually, as we're calling timeouts at the end, we're like, are we going to take a knee? And I say, hey, we need to get one more first down. And so, which I was proud of them for that too. Because, I mean, yeah, it's tempting to want to punch it in. But at the same time, we talk all the time. What does it take to win? And that's what matters. And once the game's won, doing anything beyond that, I feel like you're going to get, the gods are going to bite you if you start trying to do too much after that.
Okay, back to the task at hand. How big is this game with South Medford tomorrow night?
Well, I mean, it's big for a lot of reasons. It's big for the two communities. Obviously, it's a rivalry game. It's our homecoming game. It's an opportunity for us. We have a theme every week, right? And this week it has a lot to do with our opportunity to go out there and beat both Medford schools in the same season, something that Grants Pass High School hasn't done a whole lot. I look back, and I think it's been twice in the last 18 years we've been able to say we've knocked them both off in one year.
That's one I don't know about, but, yeah, it would be interesting to see.
So that's kind of been our focus is, hey, we have an opportunity. We have other goals, and as a program we're trying to do other things, but let's look at this opportunity right in front of us right now, and that's to go beat both Medford schools in the same year, knowing that it is not going to be easy, right? And we're not overlooking this opponent. Their record may be 1-3, but that has a lot to do with early season scheduling, and they're coming off a bye, and they're going to give everything they can.
And they had the win over South Salem too, and they held South Salem's offense down.
Yes,
I think to 13 points. Is that right?
Yeah,
13 points. So certainly some challenges, and I keep wanting to look ahead and try to figure out what's going on in this conference, but it's still too early to tell where the real power is in this conference and who's going to be tough. And, well, it looks like everybody's tough. Everybody's tough this year. Do you see it any differently? Is there one that, or are you just focused on the next guy?
Yeah, I mean, for this week, it's been totally South Medford. But when you look at those scores, and like I said, and since when we first talked, every team is a playoff caliber team. And, I mean, North Medford is looking at starting. I mean, they're already 0-4, and they've got Wilsonville, and then they've got Willamette. And North Medford is a good football team, but the quality of play in our conference this year is
that high, top to bottom, it looks like.
Yep.
When the Black Tornado is 0-4, that's incredible. All right, let's see, we talked about Willamette. Sheldon is starting to show its form again. Sheldon is right back in the winning category again. So we look around. There's West Salem is getting a lot of notice. What do we know about West Salem?
You know, I don't know much other than that their coach has been there for a long time and has always run a really good program. And they're sound on both sides of the ball. They vary things up offensively. I read somewhere they got a their running back is a transfer kid that their coach was raving about as being kind of one of the best he's had. And I haven't seen him. We have no film of West Salem at this point, and they're a ways down the road. But yeah, they're playing well right now.
All right. How about Sprague? What do you know about Sprague?
Also not much other than the scores. You know, we get film of opponents, obviously, and neither of those two teams have played a team that we're about to play. So, you look at scores, and they seem to be a competitive group. But beyond that, don't know much about them.
All right, homecoming tomorrow night. Is there any particular theme that people need to know about?
Apart from it, just all the pomp and circumstance that comes with homecoming, we're going to have a big crowd out there for various reasons, to watch football, to watch the band, to watch the... Yeah.
No particular dress codes or...
Rosetta, what are we wearing? What's the student section going on?
Whiteout.
It's a whiteout.
Whiteout tomorrow. Okay, we'll pass that along.
There you go.
Kind of similar to the Ducks game last week, but that's all right.
Yeah.
As long as it comes out the same way. Huh?
Exactly.
Waited at the last minute. All right, Coach, I know you brought some football players with you tonight. So we'll take a little break right here. We'll get into some pizza. And we want to remind you all that we're at the Caveman Corner, courtesy of our good friends at Abby's Pizza, brought to you by the Insurance Lounge. And we'll get a bite of pizza and be back right after news. Just after 7 o'clock, you're listening to KAJO Grants Pass. It's the Caveman Corner.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Come into Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, a great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting, with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Evergreen Federal Bank, serving our community and serving you locally. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
99.7 and 1270 KAJO Grants Pass.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. No votes tonight in the Senate to end the government shutdown, but Fox's Chad Pergen reports negotiations are ongoing.
Senators want government funded, but also aim to shore up Obamacare subsidies. Some Republicans worry about Obamacare price spikes. But even if senators forge a deal, the plan may die in the House.
House Oversight Committee Republicans want a closer look at former President Joe Biden's note cards used at official events. Fox's Mark Meredith has more.
The cards, spotted on occasion by press photographers, listed people at public events, even highlighting high-profile people widely known in politics, world affairs, and Hollywood. The cards mention names and titles, one telling Biden Hillary Clinton was in the room, Denzel Washington was nearby, and that his Secretary of State was at the same event.
A former Biden staffer says the cards were standard operating procedure for briefing materials. America's listening to Fox News.
Recycling is important to Oregonians, and what and how to recycle has changed. Republic Services is proud to be your partner in recycling and is now accepting more items. You can now put mixed paper in your recycling. That includes copy paper, shoeboxes, cereal boxes, file folders, junk mail, paperboard, packaging, envelopes, magazines, and non-metallic wrapping paper. Aluminum cans and tin cans without lids are accepted as well. Motor oil is still picked up at the curb separately and should be in a clean 1 gallon container with a secure screw-on lid. All recycling should be empty, rinsed clean, and dry. For larger scale recycling and other options, there's the transfer station located at 1749 Merlin Road. There you can recycle scrap metal, glass, motor oil, and more. Visit republicservices.com for more information. Joe Grow is right next door where you can drop off wood waste, leaves, and branches. The transfer station is open 7 days a week from 8 to 4:30. Reduce, reuse, and recycle with help from Republic Services.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Caveman Corner, brought to you by the Insurance Lounge, courtesy of Abby's Pizza tonight. And listen, if you're hungry tonight, let me make a suggestion here. We've got a pizza special tonight. It's their three most requested meat toppings: cheese pepperoni, pepperoni Canadian, or premium Canadian bacon, and ground beef all on one pizza. 16-incher, $26.99. You can't find a better buy in town, folks. You can't find a better flavor in town. Get some ranch to go with it, too, and they'll bring you lots of it here. All right, right back to the Caveman Corner. Coach Kennedy, you brought some record setters with you tonight, didn't you?
I did, yes. I brought some people who've been putting up some pretty big yards. So I got Jordan Rosetta, our quarterback, James Traylor, who obviously set the record, school record last weekend with 250 receiving yards, and Trayton Powers, who now in back-to-back weeks has broken the school record.
So Powers is back again?
Back again. You got to talk to Trayton.
All right, Trayton, congratulations. How did you know that was going to happen? Did you have a feel for that? Tell me about that night.
Yeah, it all goes kind of fast. I mean, I didn't know that I broke it until after the game. But, yeah, it felt good.
All right. Tell me about the opposition now. What was it like going up against South Salem? Obviously, you had a hole to run through.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun game. I'm not a big fan of those high-scoring games, but it was fun. We all had fun. We played great, and it was just fun seeing all the holes opening by my linemen, and it was great.
Why aren't you a fan of high-scoring games?
Well, the high-scoring games is a long game, and I liked the short ones that are, I don't know, I just like the shorter games.
I'll give you that. It was a long, in terms of how long it took, was a long, long game. Congratulations. Great night. Now, fella sitting to your right shoulder there also had a pretty good night, too. He set a record, James Traylor. Tell me about that night.
Well, after my first catch, I kind of thought the defense was playing really soft, so I kind of knew I was going to have a lot of yards that game, but I didn't think I was going to break a record.
All right. What was your favorite route here?
The hitch.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, your quarterback buddy sitting next to you nodding his head yes. He's not punching or giving any tips, is he?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. What's the communication like between you two?
We have a really good connection. Like, our timing is, like, really good. We have, like, a good connection off the field, too. We play basketball together. We run track, and we're really good friends.
So. All right. It's good. What about on the field? Is there a silent communication between the two? You must talk in the huddle, talk when you get a chance, or is it eye contact when something's going on? You tell me.
It's mainly eye contact. Like, if he sees something he likes, he'll, like, look at me and have me run a certain route or have me run it a certain way.
All right. Does he change his mind very often? Does he change his mind very often? Does he throw you a bad pass every now and then?
No, not really. Most of his passes are actually really accurate.
Okay. What's your favorite part about playing football this year with Mr. Rosettas there?
Probably, like, the friendship and, like, all the times we've hung out after football and, like, during football.
Oh, okay. So you play basketball together with you? I know Rosetta's played varsity. Are you going to be in the varsity this year, or do you know?
Yeah, we played varsity together last year, and I think I'll be playing with him this year, too.
Oh, okay. Now tell me about track.
Track? Like, what about it?
Well, did I understand you said you run track, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What events?
I run the 100, 200. I do the 4x1 relay, 4x4 relay, and I like do all the jumping, high jump, long jump.
Do you ever get a chance to sit down?
No.
No. Okay. Go. What's your best time in the 100?
11.4.
11.4. Respectable. Certainly respectable. Can you improve on that this year? What's your goal?
Hopefully by this year, I think I can get down to like low 11s, 11.1, 11. Yeah.
Okay. Now, as a sophomore, what's it feel like to get your name in the record books here at Grants Pass High?
That was actually a really cool feeling. I didn't think I was going to break that record after my friend just said it this past year. But it's definitely really cool, like, being able to break it as a sophomore.
You got your friend who just said it?
Yeah, Isaac Johnson.
Okay. All right. No question. All right, Mr. Rosetta, you're sitting over there nodding your head a lot. You're in that record book, too, aren't you? Just not this year yet, huh?
Oh, yeah, not this year.
So we've got all record setters here tonight. I thought that was the case. All right, tell me about that game the other night against South Salem.
It was a fun one. I like the high-scoring ones because it means we get to play more. But I really didn't do a whole ton. I just caught the ball and handed it off to Trey, and then I threw a 5-yard hitch to James, and he would take it for 60 yards.
Quarterbacks like that. You throw a 5-yard pass and get 60 yards out of it, right?
Yeah, it's a little fun. Makes it easy.
All right. Did the defense present any problems to you at all?
No, we knew going into it they were going to play the run, which they didn't do very well, obviously. So then when they tried to play the pass, I mean, we still ran the ball. So when they tried to play the run, then we opened it over top. So
you just had their number most of the night.
Yeah.
Certainly offensively you did.
Yes, right. For sure.
Anything you'd like to have done differently?
Nope, I couldn't think of anything. I think our game plan was really well, and we executed.
Final play of the game.
Final play of the game.
Final play of the game. You're inside the 5-yard line, and the coach says, take a knee. How'd that make you feel? Were you up? Were you for that? Or
yeah, it feels great. Being able to take a knee versus your opponent is, I think that's like the final blow. I don't think there's any reason to run up the score. You know, no reason to stat pad or anything. So being able to take the knee is a good feeling.
You already had 63 points, so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. James, how'd that make you feel when you took a knee or when they called that final play?
It felt really good because it's good to know that you won the game, not like they have another chance to go down the field and score. So it felt really good.
All right, Trayton, do you tell me, how'd that final play feel? Were you on the field at that point or did they get you a rest?
No, I was on the field, but victory formation is the best formation in the books. So.
That's the good one, huh? Lining up with that one?
That's my favorite one, I had no problem against that.
Okay. All right. We've all talked about, except James. We'll get you in here, James. Tell me about school, James.
Like my grades or?
Yeah, all of that. Run it down here. Straight A student, right? 4.0. Well, close. Working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Okay.
This year, I probably have like a 3.5 right now.
Okay, but nothing wrong with that. That's respectable. What course of study? And I know you're a sophomore, so you don't have your whole life planned out yet? Not quite.
I don't really know what I want to do yet.
All right. Wave your magic wand. If you could make anything happen, what would you do right now? Go ahead.
That's a hard one. I don't really know. I don't think that far ahead, so.
All right. You're thinking ahead to tomorrow night, I know. We're focused on that. In the meantime, though, you said you created a great friendship here, certainly with Rosetta and the rest of the players here. Tell me how that translates onto the football field for you.
So we have a really good connection, so, like, when one of us makes a mistake or messes up or anything, nobody gets mad at each other. We just get over it, goes to the next play.
All right. Listen, when you're not practicing for basketball or running track or running the football into the end zone for a great number of times, what do you do to have fun outside of athletics?
Mainly I just go hang out with my friends. We drive around. But we usually just play basketball and, like, yeah.
You get off of football practice and you go to a basketball court?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Okay, all right. So we're looking for a good basketball team this year, too.
Yeah, I think we'll have a pretty good basketball team this year. But we're all really young, so it'll take some developing, but I think we'll be pretty good.
All right. How tall are you?
5'11".
5'11", okay. Well, you need to stretch a little more for me. All right. Is that an accurate measurement?
5'11", shoes off. Shoes on, 6 foot.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll take the shoes on, as a matter of fact. Trayton. I want to get you back into here, and I feel like we talked about everything that you like, except hunting and fishing, and you haven't given me any tips yet.
Yeah, well, I can't tell you my spots, so that's just a no-brainer.
No, all right. I'll let the spots go. just give me a tip on how to attract some game, or what should I look for?
I mean, you can always find tracks. I mean, a good thing to do is just find a spot where deer or whatever you're hunting for is just in one spot, and then you go in before they hang out there, and then you'll find them.
Okay. Do you work prior to the season, finding out where they're at so that you know once hunting season starts, you're ready for them?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I got spots that I went before football season, and then I'll go after. So, yeah.
All right. You have a time to get out at all during football season?
Not really. I mean, I could on Saturdays, but my body's a little too beat up for that. So.
All right. Okay. All right. And you're not going to give me any fishing hints at all, are you?
Nope.
Okay. All right, Mr. Rosetta. Tell me what's going on in your life here, too, because we've explored you pretty closely also.
I'm just having fun, you know, and trying to enjoy the process and knowing that making every single little moment count.
Oh, well, you've got to do that now. We've talked about some of your aspirations after high school or through high school. Has that changed at all, or anything happening to make that different?
No, I think it's staying the same right now. You know, still want to pursue the same career, still hoping to play some college football down the road. Yeah.
All right. I know you're still just a junior, but with your skill level and your size that you've demonstrated here, anybody reaching out to you yet?
There's been a few colleges, but nothing crazy. You know, still a junior, live in a small town, so we're working on getting my name out there.
All right. What kind of work do you have to do in order to do that?
A lot of Twitter, a lot of posting on Twitter, a lot of reaching out to coaches and colleges and, you know, just building relationships.
Do you have a target you're looking for?
I do not. Nope. I just want to play. I don't really care where it is. I just want to play.
Okay. You don't care if you're wearing green or orange, huh?
I do not, no.
Okay, all right. Great. How about you? What about football going on?
Say that again?
What about football in your future? What do you think?
I mean, yeah, I would like to play college football. Obviously, like Jordan said, there's a big process to it. But, yeah, I've been working on it.
Okay. Any interest? You're a senior now, so you might be getting some interest here pretty soon, huh?
Yeah, I'm still a junior, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. But I got there's a couple colleges that look at me, but nothing too crazy.
All right, well, there's plenty of time to get crazy yet. That's right, we've got you guys, we've got all of you for next year, and you for two more years. All right, James, I know you haven't figured out college yet, but. What color would you like to wear? Orange or green?
I kind of like the green.
Really? I'm not surprised. Not surprised. Now, what do you think about the Ducks so far this year?
They've been doing pretty good. Their last game against Penn State was really fun to watch.
That was a fun game. Did you think they had won it or lost it by the time they hit that second overtime? What did you think?
I honestly didn't know what to think. I was just hoping they won.
And then suddenly it was over that quick.
I know. It was crazy because I thought they were going to score and then get the extra point after Dante Moore threw the pick, but then we got a pick right back, so it was perfect.
All right, and Dante Moore, Big Ten, co-Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. Okay, guys. I've interviewed you all so many times, I know just about everything that you're going to say. Is there something I should have asked you and haven't yet? Trayton, what do I need to know that we don't know about you? You don't have a date for the dance yet?
No, just going with the boys.
Oh, maybe we can find you a date. Anybody out there?
Yo, anyone out there, hit me up.
All right, there you go. All right, but we know that James and Mr. Rosetta all have dates for the dance, and it's a whiteout tomorrow night. What is tomorrow night's homecoming. How is that special? What's that day going to look like here? Jordan, take me through. How is the day going to start? How is it going to end?
Well, we start the day off. We have a pretty big assembly that we do each year. So we're going to have some games, you know, announce some winners of our events throughout the week. But it's just, you know, we're treating the game like it's just another game, you know, not let the outside noise play into it. Well, we're here to play football.
Okay, what about the outside noise? Is it going to be loud? You tell me.
The stadium should be pretty packed. You know, the band is going to be there for the first half. I believe the second half that are going to be leaving. They have a big competition this weekend. But there should be pretty packed.
Okay. Are there any festivities that the city can take care of, or city can participate in if listeners are out there? We used to have a cavalcade or parade. Is that going to happen?
We used to have cavalcade ran by the city, but we actually did do Cavalcade Wednesday where the football program and all the other programs around the school for fall went to the elementary schools and hung out with the kids and got to talk to them. So that was a good experience and really good giving back to the community.
What was that like? What did the kids ask? What kids did you talk to?
Me personally, I went to Highland. Those kids loved it. Every single football player they see, no matter what jersey we're wearing, they see K-Man football. I mean, they love you. They love you no matter what. So it was a fun time.
Yeah, all right. James, did you go to one of the schools too? Tell me.
Yeah, I went to Redwood Elementary, and there was a bunch of kids. They were really excited to see us all, and they were actually most excited when I started talking about Fortnite. But
talking about what, really?
Yeah.
And these were grade school kids talking about Fortnite.
Yeah, it was all the elementary school kids.
So you're a player?
I play sometimes, but I'm not that good.
All right. All right, Trayton, where were you? Where did you go?
I went to Allendale Elementary.
What was that like?
All the kids were great. I mean, it was fun seeing all the little kids running around, and kind of took me back to when I was a little elementary schooler.
What's the strangest question they ask you?
Oh gosh. I don't even know if I could say it on here.
Okay. Well, put that one in your back pocket. James, what's the strangest question they ask you?
They asked me if I knew anyone else on the football team.
And you answered?
Yeah, of course.
Well, were you the only football player there?
No, I was with four other football players. So.
Okay. All right, Jordan, what's the strangest question you got asked?
They asked me what my dad's name was. So that was a little interesting. Oh.
All right, well, they're curious.
Yeah.
Learning all the time.
Always little curious kids. You know, they were very intrigued about my height. So that was interesting.
Really? What did you tell them about your height? Did they ask how to get that tall?
Yes, I did, and I told them to eat your greens and drink your milk.
You like vegetables? God, get him out of here. All right. Gentlemen, let's come back to Trayton now. We've got a challenge tomorrow night. The South Medford Panthers, they'll be on your floor. But they promised to be a little bit different, about 180 degrees different than what you saw last Friday night. What is your goal and what is your assignment on tomorrow night?
Anything I can do to get our team to win. I mean, I wouldn't say there's a specific goal for me, but other than to have the win.
All right. Have we put together any special, I want to say special plays, but special designs for you in order to get free?
No. I mean, same old, same old.
Same old. He's not talking either. James, how about you? What do you think tomorrow night?
I don't think I really have to do anything special. I just got to step up on defense this week. And that's mainly about it. Just keep doing what we're doing on offense.
You have a special defensive assignment?
No, not really.
Just do your job.
Yeah, just do my job.
Stay home and be where you're supposed to be.
Exactly.
All right. And now you're just supposed to throw touchdowns, right?
Hand the ball off to the best running back in the state. That's about it.
Right. Is he going to be there?
He should be. I think so. Hopefully he wakes up tomorrow.
All right. Well, it doesn't get too involved in all of the festivities, huh?
No. No, sir.
All right. Well, gentlemen, listen, I want to thank you all very much. Anybody want to make a prediction about tomorrow?
Oh, sir.
No.
No predictions.
Is that all? Is that coming from the coach? Did he tell you to do that? You can't shake your heads on radio. You have to say yes or no,
no
so people
no.
can hear you.
Predictions are not good to make. It's going to be a good game.
All right. Should be a good game. All right. Well, gentlemen, we don't have any questions about that. Tell you what, take a deep breath, everyone. We're going to take a little pause here. We'll be right back after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back to Abby's Pizza. We're getting to the closing minutes of the Caveman Corner here, courtesy of our good friends at the Insurance Lounge, and of course brought to you by Abby's Pizza here on Beacon Drive, where they've got that triple topper on sale for $26.99 tonight. That's got the classy pepperoni, premium Canadian bacon, and ground beef all there, and it's stacked high, folks, and it's $26.99. All right, Coach, once again, you continue to bring us, well, tonight was all...
Record setters
for the class. Everybody's got their name in the record book at Grants.
Yep.
Was that a plan or is that?
Well, it was. I figure. I mean, last week I brought the offensive line, and this week I figure, well, let's let people are going to want to hear from Trey, and we just made it to record setter night.
No question about that. And all these guys are underclassmen.
They are. Yeah.
And folks, you should have seen him grin when I said they're underclassmen because he knows he's got them back next year. All right, so, but they also provide a level of leadership to this team, don't they? Because they're hardly rookies.
Yeah, agreed. And they, all three of them, really, they lead by example. I mean, that the success they're having on the field isn't an accident. It's a product of a lot of effort and hard work. And when your talented kids are given effort every day, it speaks a lot to how the rest of the team has to then no choice but to respond.
Right. I know some of these people had already been noticed even in the preseason where Grants Pass was picked as one of the ones to figure out because of all of the top talented young players that you had. And that brings to mind, well, Mr. Traylor, as a matter of fact. He's a sophomore this year, but we saw him last year, and he was extraordinary last year as a freshman.
He was. He was pretty electric out there, and he played freshman football and got to cut his teeth with the rest of the freshman class and become a Grants Pass caveman. But he was pretty electric last year as a freshman.
All right. All three are special players that you brought us tonight. Can you look in your crystal ball and forecast? Are you going to see any of these guys in college ball or all of them?
You know, I mean, they all have the ability if that's a path that they choose to go. And that level of play requires a commitment, requires a little bit of luck, right? And it requires work ethic and skill. And those guys have work ethic and skill.
Well, I was going to say work ethic and skill is evident here.
Yeah. Yeah, so then it's just a matter of that if that's the path they choose, and then they need just that little break that goes their way to give them a spot somewhere.
All right. Well, Coach, we're going to close this one out with South Medford tomorrow night, and I'll always give you the opportunity to make one last word. I won't ask for a prediction this time. Just give me a thought about tomorrow night's football game.
You know, real excited. Really excited to come out. It's always fun to play in front of the home crowd. Use that as energy, but not as a distraction. We've talked a lot about that over these home game stretches. Play a quality opponent in a meaningful game, and it's a great test for kind of where we're at the midseason point.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's homecoming night tomorrow night at Mel Ingram Field. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. We hope you'll join us on the radio at 6:30 for Caveman Football when they host the South Medford Panthers here on KAJO Radio. From Abby's Pizza, good night, everybody.